And we're back. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Sarah Shaltoni with you as well, along with Candice. And Andrew is still here in the studio. So I've got the promised report for you about the Palestinian prisoners. Just a brief update in numbers. There are 4,743 political prisoners who are Palestinian held in Israeli jails today. Of those, 178 are in administrative detention, which essentially is a form of... it's a kind of detention that allows Israeli officials to detain Palestinians with no charge, no trial, no evidence. Also, of the political prisoners, 193 of them are children, and 12 of them are members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. So I spoke with Khaled Barakat last night, as I mentioned earlier in the program, and he has been involved in the Palestinian solidarity movement since the mid-1980s, and he is a part of Samidun, which is a group that just recently formed out of the 2011 prisoner hunger strikes in solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners, and the group is based in North America. He is in Montreal, or actually is leaving today. He was just visiting from Vancouver to talk with other activists about an upcoming conference that he's helping to organize to kind of create more unity amongst the Palestinian solidarity activists. So basically, we went for a coffee, and I asked him to tell me about the Palestinian prisoner movement, and here's the rest of that conversation.
The Palestinian prisoner movement has been neglected for so many years, and the Israeli prison authority, have confiscated so many rights from Palestinian prisoners, the right to education, the right to continue their schooling, which they have, initially, and they have gained these rights with struggle and hunger strikes in the 70s and 80s. It's a very long historical struggle in prisons. So in the last 10, 15 years, Israel has been confiscating these rights one after another. And so it reached its peak in 2010, 2011, when over 200 Palestinian prisoners were engaged in hunger strike. And their demands were to end the isolations of the Palestinian leadership of the prisoners. There was 20 Palestinian leaders who were living in isolation. They are in their cells for 23 hours a day, and they had no connection. They were barred from any visitation. The only person who can see them is their lawyer, and that's like once a month. So that was one of the reasons. And the other reasons is what they call the administrative detention. Administrative detention is basically Israel keeps a Palestinian political prisoner as long as they wish, without any charges, without any case, without any evidence. And, many of these Palestinian political prisoners, when they are in administrative detention for 6 months, they renew it again and again and again. And this is one of the reasons why the Palestinian prisoners went into this hunger strike. Also, Palestinian prisoners didn't get enough visitation from their families, particularly political prisoners from Gaza. Some of them did not see their families for 3 and 4 years.
And in terms of Samer Essaoui, he is probably the most known hunger striker, but there are other hunger strikers that their strikes are still ongoing. Can you discuss the case of Samer Essaoui specifically, and then we can talk more generally?
Yes, Samer Essaoui was released in the exchange of the prisoner deal exchange that Egypt had brokered in October 2011. And on this deal, Israel had released about 1,000 Palestinian political prisoners. And in exchange of the Israeli soldier that he was captured in Gaza. And Samer Essawi was one of the freed prisoners. Now, Israel is claiming that he had violated the accord or the deal that the Egyptian had brokered, which is no one that he should not be in certain areas in Jerusalem or inside Israel. So they arrested him based on that, and also based on what they call secret files that they cannot release, not to the lawyers, nor to him or to his family, or no one should know about what these secret, so-called secret evidence. What does that mean is that he is going to be trial and finish the sentence that he originally was serving, which is almost 20 years. So this is just absolutely ridiculous. And the reason he got engaged in this hunger strike is to say that I better die in a cell than serve 20 years because, you know, you're claiming that you have secret evidence, or because you caught me in an area in Jerusalem that you define, the Israelis define, what is Jerusalem and what is the border of Jerusalem and where he should be and where he should not be. He's from a village called Al-Isawiyah, which is practically the area of Jerusalem. So what the Israelis wanted in actual reality is that these prisoners, we will release them now and we will capture them one after another later. And now, you know, the Egyptian government is responsible for this because, and the PA is also responsible, not just Israel. I mean, these three parties that negotiated basically the exchange deal did accept some of the concessions and vague language that Israel now is using in order to charge these political prisoners.
So there was a court hearing for Samer yesterday, and this court hearing, some people may have misunderstood what actually happened, but at the end of the court hearing, Samer stated that he will continue with his hunger strike. So can you say why he is continuing and what really happens and what is really meant by the statement that was made at the Magistrate Court of Israel yesterday?
Yes. What the court is initially saying is that we are going to sentence him 8 months in jail, which he served about 7 months since he was arrested in October. So now he's, he's supposed to be released according to this decision on early March. But they say that this is separate from the original reason for his arrest. So basically, they're trying to charge him twice, charging him for being inside Jerusalem in an area where he shouldn't be, according to Israel, and another trial based on that secret evidence. So basically, this charge holds no value, and it's just another joke by the Israeli authorities, which just means that, you know, nothing happened. They are going to still holding him based on that, you know, so-called secret evidence. So he's continuing with his strike, and I think that, you know, his will, his determination is unlimited. He's gonna go for this, and we might lose him because of these Israel arrogance on dealing with Palestinian prisoners. And we see that every day that passes and Samer is in prison, there is a popular movement outside of prisons by Palestinian youth, Palestinian students, Palestinian women and various different movements are escalating their rejection to this Israeli treatment of the Palestinian political prisoners. And today, for example, and yesterday, there was clashes in front of Ofer prison with Israeli soldiers, and this is going to continue as long as these prisoners are being kept with no legal basis whatsoever.
Can you talk a little bit to how the situation of the Palestinian prisoners reflects a much larger and deeper issue, which is a system of apartheid in general?
Well, it is really important to understand that the Palestinian prisoners and the prisoners' movement in Palestine has started it since day one of occupation. Since the very first day of occupation, we start seeing prisoners and prisons and what have you. And so the history of the prisoner movement is the history of the Palestinian people's struggle. This is very important to understand because it is a historical experience, that collective Palestinian experience. Over 1 million Palestinians, men, women, children, youth, has been in jailed at least once in their lifetime at the hands of the Israelis. And the experience of the Palestinian political prisoner movement have impacted always the Palestinian national liberation struggle, because we see Palestinian prisoners as the conscience of the Palestinian national movement. These Palestinian prisoners are our leaders. They are the leaders of the student movement. They are the leaders of the labor movement. They are the leaders of the women movement. These leaders are the one who's being kept away from any kind of contacts or relationship, direct relationship with their people. So we look at for more than 20 Palestinian Legislative Council, elected Palestinian Legislative Council members. Amongst them are national leaders like Ahmed Saadat, the General Secretary of the PFLP, like Marwan al-Barghouti, the head of Fatah movement, like many Palestinian members of municipalities and student councils and labor councils, so, and writers and poets and you name it. So when we talk about our prisoners, we're talking about really the genuine representatives of the Palestinian people. So today the Palestinian prisoners are facing numerous challenges, and one of the most important challenges that they face is that Israel is getting away with its crimes, violating every law in the book, trying to isolate the core of the Palestinian national movement, that's the prisoners. Not only that, but they are also trying to say that Palestinian prisoners are not freedom fighters, these are terrorists. And so when you look at, you know, over 140 Palestinian children in prisons, when you look at the doctors and nurses and workers in prisons, when you actually see who's being jailed and who's being kept in these prisons, these are the cream of the crop, if you will, the of the Palestinian national movement.
Can you talk a little bit about the conditions in the prisons?
Yes. The conditions of the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails now, it's horrific. Because, one, Israel is limiting their access to education, and they're not allowing Palestinian universities to actually allow prisoners to enroll in Palestinian universities. Lately in Gaza, some of the universities have took initiative in order to have Palestinian prisoners able to submit their master degrees and PhDs and what have you in Palestinian universities. So education, visitation, it's very limited. The reason Israel is making it hard for Palestinian families to even visit their sons and daughters is because they want them to be more isolated. You know, I mean, Palestinian prisoners always face also all kind of collective punishment. Just last night, one of the prisoners went into join the hunger strikers. The Israeli security invaded the entire prison, confiscated books and notebooks and radios and from the entire prisoners in Hadarim, in Naqab and in Asqalan and in these prisons, almost on weekly basis there is what they call mass investigations, and they invade the rooms and the cells of the prisoners, and they humiliate prisoners every day, that they have to be counted as if they're sheep or animals. The communication with the outside world is very limited as well. So if you want to write a letter or if you want to publish anything as a prisoner, you have no rights to do that. Also, the conditions in terms of the being able to even obtain things, buy things from the canteen. The aim of the Israelis from these policies is to break the will of the Palestinian prisoners and to isolate them to the extent that it becomes, you know, some of them come out from prison with a lot of even social challenges, mental challenges, some of them. A person who's been in isolation for 8 years, you can imagine the amount of the effect on this person's life and mental health and will and being. But Palestinian prisoners have shown that because of their internal solidarity, because of their structure, the Palestinian prisoners also are organized and have structure inside the prisons. They have cultural committees, they have reading committees, they have a library, they built that with their own collective struggle. So the issue is to break their will and to break their soul, and to what the Israelis constantly use to teach them a lesson. Interestingly, many Israeli studies have shown that over 60% from Palestinians who enter Israeli prisons get more involved in the struggle, and it's counterproductive for Israel. It's not going to work.
So that was Khaled Barakat from Samidun, a longtime Palestinian activist. For more information about the Palestinian prisoner situation, you can check out Samidun. That's spelled Samidoun. Just a quick Google search will bring up that website, but it's basically just samidun.org. Or Ad-Damir, which is Addameer. Both organizations are work in solidarity with Palestinian prisoners.
And this is still the Friday morning after here on CKT.